It has been another changeable weather day across eastern New York and western New England. It's actually not too different than yesterday, as we are still stuck under this cool pool of air in the upper atmosphere, and that has allowed for showers and storms to flare up once again. So right now we have some areas that are wet, and other spots the sun has come through. Be mindful if you are going to be outside in the coming hours that there is going to be the chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm. So you just need to keep an eye on the weather, and if things are looking threatening, you want to make sure you head inside before any of that lightning gets close to where you are. Some of these showers are producing downpours, and while overall the rain is needed and beneficial, they're not moving very quickly, so as the downpours maybe sit over an area for a little while, there is the potential for at least some pockets of flooding. And of course, I mentioned the thunderstorm threat. The lightning threat will be ongoing through the late afternoon into early evening. There's also the chance that a couple of these storms will produce gusty winds and hail. So I know it's been a challenging week, especially if you perhaps are on vacation and are trying to be outside, and we've been dodging these showers and thunderstorms for a couple of days. Well, it looks like tomorrow things are going to be a little bit better weather-wise, at least in terms of fewer showers and thunderstorms. So the upper level low moves away tomorrow. That will allow for a brighter day overall. It is going to be a hot day with temperatures well up into the 80s to around 90. And with moderate humidity, it's definitely going to feel like summertime. So overall, tomorrow is going to be a better day for outdoor activities, but be mindful that the heat and humidity will make it feel quite stuffy, and you'll need to make sure you stay hydrated. And there's still the chance for at least an isolated afternoon thunderstorm tomorrow. Most areas will miss out, but if you happen to see a storm flare up, it could be strong or severe, so you still do have to pay attention to the weather. And then Friday, there's still a chance for more showers and thunderstorms, probably a day on Friday that would be a little similar to today. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms ending, patchy fog, a low of 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an isolated afternoon storm, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, showers and storms will end, patchy fog, a low of 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an isolated afternoon storm, highs in the 80s to around 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, showers and storms will end, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, showers and storms ending, patchy fog, a low of 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the 80s to around 90. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the low to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.